Welcome to another episode of The Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose. I am your producer, Knives Monroe. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to The Scalpel on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge and on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy the show.
Welcome to The Scalpel. This is Dr. Keith Rose with Knives in the Box. We're here today to cut down to the truth and see what history and experience can show us, where the truth will take us. We want to find out what's actually going on in the world today, not what the media is telling us, not what a lot of the, I don't even know if they're newspapers anymore, just the stuff that we line our bird cages with or wrap fish with. Is out there propagating. No, we want to understand what's actually going on in the world today. And as I was doing some prep yesterday and this morning, I keep coming across this word over and over again, woke. It seems like we're always trying to become hip and become more progressive. And the more progressive, quote unquote, our society becomes, the more regressive we actually act. We have redefined American culture where political correctness has replaced moral erectness. Absolute truth is being drowned out by the moral relativism, which is immorality propagated under the cover of groupthink based on feelings and ignoring facts. What I like to call real ignorance. Our founding documents that guide us are being reinterpreted or ignored while unscrupulous politicians ride the wave of feelings over the reef of facts, history, and experience. Where right and wrong have become, I have a right because I feel I have been wronged. We have slowly migrated away from individual liberty, personal responsibility, and consequences of actions, evolving into elementary school functions that ensure no child's feelings are left behind. No cyber, physical, emotional, or unconscious bullying, and safe places on university campuses where college students won't get their feelings bruised lest they develop the proper skills to deal with controversy, difficulties, and what we in the real world like to call, life. Today's liberal parents, educators, and politicians have gone from helicopter parenting to total bumpers, training wheels, and earmuffs with social filters. This has given us a society that has produced some of the most risk-averse, self-entitled, whiny citizens who are constantly looking for the next unicorn to ride to the gumdrop waterfall, where they can drink hipster bucks coffee in a safe, non-threatening atmosphere. The problem is this utopia only exists in the platitudes of charismatic demagogue presidential hopefuls and the socialists looking to carry on this mantle. While the sword of Damocles draws ever near the critical tipping point, a lapdog Praetorian Guard media continues to gloss over this truth and often whitewash, we talked about that yesterday, current reality. However, the grassroots of our great nation are trying to course correct. We elected President Trump. He is the proverbial monkey wrench in the globalist massive deep state machinery that has slowed its progress. But while that train has been slowed, we still have a lot of work to do. We still need to point out history and experience. We need to explain to generations behind us and our fellow citizens why America is great and America is good. We need to look to the founding, our founding documents, where it says in our Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights by their Creator. These are God-given rights. They are not given us these rights by a massive government. Government is not there for the people to serve the government. The government is not our parent. The government is not responsible for me, and it's not responsible to take care of me. The government has a defined function, and that's what we need to get back to, its actual function. But what's happened is we have some very unscrupulous, morally bankrupt politicians that have decided that they can keep and maintain power by just offering up free stuff, by using the leverages and the machinery of government to manipulate a society, to form it, kind of cookie cutter that society so that it allows it to be manipulated even more, so that they can stay in power, enrich themselves at the expense of our true history, experience, our Constitution, and that movie we have seen in history over and over again. It played out in communist Russia. It's playing out in communist China. It's playing out in socialist Venezuela and communist Cuba. You see, totalitarian fascist dictators, communists, and socialists, they all end up in the same place. Death, destruction, and tyranny. And we got to call it out for what it is. And I think the new generation, quote, that is woke, to me, I think they're intellectually broke. There's true intellectual poverty right now in a lot of kids and a lot of young adults. I'm a big fan of being responsible for your actions and also responsible for your inactions. However, I give a lot of people a pass on this because our universities have just been inundated with progressive ideology, and it's very difficult to actually get real information when you're young. But thank God we do have the internet. You can get on there. You can search out things. You can look at places like Hillsdale College. There are a few good universities out there, and there's a lot of good information, but you got to know what to look for. But this intellectual poverty that is being pushed by our politicians on an unwary electorate is really causing what I would say a stunted growth of feelings, of emotions, where people no longer can express themselves, but they act out irrationally, just like a bunch of kids, like a bunch of spoiled children. The only problem is the people in government right now, not all of them, but a lot on the left and some on the right, want to keep that perpetual state of agitation and neediness, that self-pity, that pit, so that they can keep and maintain power. Fascinating article by Ron Ross in the American Spectator back in May this year. Intellectual poverty on the left. Arrogance is no substitute for intellectual humility. That's the subtitle. The article starts out, "You may have noticed the conservatives are blessed with an impressive lineup of intellectual heavyweights. Liberals have none. Literally none. A few of those on the conservative side are Thomas Sowell, Victor Davis Hanson, Dennis Prager, Shelby Steele, Jordan Peterson, and Mark Levin." I'd just like to add, all those guys are brilliant, and I've read all of them. Victor Davis Hanson writes in PJ Media. He posts a lot of times in American Thinker. I mean, these are good websites to go to get information. Dennis Prager with PragerU puts out amazing videos. Thomas Sowell, I mean, the guy is a genius. I mean, Thomas Sowell is an economist, an ex-Marine, Hoover Institution scholar, and the author of over 30 books. You've never read one, you don't know. If you haven't read it, you don't know what you're missing, this article talks about. He says, this article says, two of the classics are Knowledge and Decisions and The Vision of the Anointed, Self-Congratulation as Basis for Social Policy. He understands the left. He is well known for his many pearls of wisdom, which he terms random thoughts on the passing scene. Now those can be found on Twitter. Google Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L, and I promise you, you'll see a lot of wisdom. Article goes on to say, Jordan Peterson is a professor of psychology at the University of Toronto and Hillsdale College. He's best known for his book, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. Several million copies have been sold, but you don't hear a lot about that in the mainstream media, do you? No, nothing to see here. Move along. It was even number one bestseller in Sweden. Goes down and talks about Shelby Steele's another scholar at the Hoover Institution, author of The Content of Our Character, New Vision of Race and America and Shame, How America's Past Sins Have Polarized Our Country. His essays appear regularly on the Wall Street Journal op-ed pages. And Mark Levin is the founder of Landmark Legal Foundation, and he's written numerous best-selling books. his most recent on Freedom of the Press. I highly recommend you get and read cover to cover. Don't start it at night. It'll keep you up all night and piss you off because it's very well written. Great footnotes. I mean, this guy does his research and writes his own books. You know, in my personal opinion, I believe Liberty and Tyranny, Plunder and Deceit, and Unfreedom of the Press should be required reading in every institution of higher education, because you read these books and you're going to see with facts, not moral relativism. There's not a lot of feelings that jump off the page. There's nothing to scratch and sniff, just wisdom and truth based off of history and experience. But that's what we're seeing. We're seeing an intellectual poverty on the left. This article continues on. It says, an advantage of making intentions your goal is that once you choose and announce them, you're done. You don't have to follow up to see if your intentions were realized. No need to consider second or third order effects. Doesn't that sound like the left? Leftism is about force. Conservatism is about freedom and voluntary exchange. And I want you to think about this because you're going to see examples of this in the show today. The use of force needs no theory or ideology. Anyone willing to rely on force to accomplish his or her objectives doesn't really need to understand how the world works. I mean, if you need force, if you have to shove something down someone's throat, say, you know, use Antifa to attack people, then you don't have to worry about how the world works because you'll get what you want by force. If you just want to confiscate people's wealth through taxes, then you don't have to worry about anything else. I mean, it's not like you have to worry about, say, the free market using capitalism to raise everyone up, than to redistribute wealth by taking taxes, by taking the product of one's labor and giving it to someone who's not laboring. I mean, yeah, that works real well, said no one ever. Going back to the article, it says liberalism is fundamentally about feelings rather than thoughts. Also, the left focuses on intentions. The right focuses on results. I mean, we're seeing that with our politicians today. The people running for the Democrat nomination for president all tell us what they're going to do. While President Trump does things, he focuses on making this country great again, and the other guys are just focused on what they can give you to make them great for the first time. The article says the advantage of making intentions your goal is that once you choose and announce them, you're done. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to consider what the second or third order effects are. Leftism is about force. Conservatism is about freedom and voluntary exchange. The use of force doesn't need theory or ideology. Stick with me here. This is important. Anyone willing to rely on force to accomplish his or her objectives doesn't really need to understand how the world works. I guarantee you the little thugs in Antifa don't understand how the world works. They just rely on force. They just are the little marching brown shirts for the left. They attack people. Literally. And then, of course, once they get thrown in jail, the left does fundraising to get them out. The only problem is we have politicians doing that fundraising to get these criminals out of jail. More on that later. The article goes back and says, the foremost source of the left's intellectual poverty is arrogance. Arrogance kills curiosity. I love the way they say this. Arrogance kills curiosity. Those on the left feel they are already know all they need to know. They have nothing left to learn, to bother thinking deeply about. Ironically, they feel intellectually superior to the conservatives. Back when I was a surgery resident, there was a saying at Parkland Hospital about surgeons, sometimes wrong, sometimes right, sometimes wrong, never in doubt. It's not really a good saying because you always want to be intellectually curious. But if you had an arrogant guy, you would say, yeah, he's sometimes right, sometimes wrong, but he's never in doubt. That's kind of like the liberals are today. Sometimes they're right. Most of the times they're wrong, but they're never in doubt. They are completely confident in their knowledge of nothing because they're arrogant. And arrogance is dangerous. Article goes on to say a prerequisite for being a serious thinker is curiosity. It requires being curious about how things work. Society, the economy, human nature, for example, curiosity is the incentive for doing the hard work of study and serious thought. The left also feels morally superior to any of our predecessors. Conservatives, on the other hand, possess a deep respect and reverence for the wisdom we've inherited from, for example, the Greeks, the Bible, Shakespeare, and the founding fathers. Isaac Newton famously said, "If I have seen further than others, it is by standing on the shoulder of giants." Even Newton needed to know what those preceding him had discovered. On the left, there's no gratitude for the wisdom endowed to us by our forebears. Rather than gratitude, there's disdain and a reflection of their arrogance. The opposite of arrogance is humility. Isaac Newton also recognized what we know is a drop. What we don't know is an ocean. And I would tell you, what the left knows is a molecule. What they don't know is the universe. And the reason they don't know the universe is because they aren't curious. They're going to accept what they're told because they are intellectually lazy, which leads to intellectual poverty and being broke. So woke equals the new intellectual broke. That's not a good place to be. Because if they were looking at history, if they were looking at experience, they would understand how the world works, that every action has a consequence, and they would study it and make this world better. We talked about gun control yesterday. I mean, all the left had to do is look something recent, like in the American Thinker, where it says 4 years after allowing universal concealed carry law, Maine rated the safest state in the, Maine rated the safest state in the nation for crime. So 4 years after Maine, which is on the East Coast, very blue, allows universal concealed carry, it's now rated the safest state in the nation for crime. See, that is the effect of making concealed carry legal. Because there's actual things that can solve gun problems, but it's not banning guns. Because there's not really gun problems, it stops crime. And that's how you keep a nation safe. You don't keep it safe by banning guns. That doesn't keep anyone safe. By creating gun-free zones, because that's where criminals go to commit gun crimes, because they know there'll be nothing to stop them. And that's what the left wants. They don't want anything to stop them. They want to keep people inflamed with feelings instead of educated with facts. Now, one person that has thrown a monkey wrench in the old leftist ideology is someone that they thought was probably on their side, and that's the comedian Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is hilarious. I've watched him over the years, and the guy's just a comic genius. And he is celebrated by the left and right, but recently he did a Netflix comedy special, and he just skewered the PC culture. And when he did that, the left went crazy. I mean, if you look on the fan reviews for Dave Chappelle's comedy, they're like 99% positive. They're like, this is amazing. This is awesome. If you look at Rotten Tomatoes, I think he gave him a zero. Because no one in the, quote, woke, as I like to call them, the intellectually broke, can say Dave's funny because he makes fun of the PC culture. You see, the only way you're going to truly wake up the woke and intellectually broke is to point out that the emperor has no clothes. The emperor being the liberal ideology, the PC culture. And the irony above ironies for the left that they don't quite understand is that a man of color just broke that glass ceiling. And he did it, and he's pretty damn funny while he's doing it, cut one go.
I want to see if you can guess who it is I'm doing an impression of. All right, let me get into character. You gotta guess who it is, though. Okay, here it goes. If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm gonna try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're f***ing finished. Who's that? That's you.
That's Dave Chappelle telling them they're a bunch of woke, intellectually broke people. They get offended with everything. When they're offended, they want to ruin people. They want to attack people. They won't bake a cake for me. Let's shut down the bakery. They said something I didn't like. Let's protest them. I mean, seriously, he just, I mean, you could hear the audience. They're like, what? You see, it takes someone to point out the emperor has no clothes to actually wake up people. Because woke is not awake. It's just intellectually broke. But when you're awake, you look at history and experience. When you're awake, it's kind of what I equate when I, not to put a twist on this, but when I realized who God was. I tell people it's the greatest moment in my life and also the worst. Because I realized Christ in my life, everything that he was and how great and how patient he had been with me was the greatest feeling in the world, the grace that he had given me. The worst feeling in the world was realizing what a tool I had been for most of my life. And I realized who he was and who I wasn't. What Dave Chappelle is trying to point out to folks here is you need to realize who you are and who you're not. But liberals don't want to understand who they're not. They don't even really know who they are. They just kind of want to float around in the ether, go from feeling to feeling. The only problem is there's nothing of substance behind it. There's no foundation. There's no reason why they do things. And that's why a lot of them just end up, you know, falling for whatever's held right in front of them, whatever they can see. It's like they have social blinders on. So they can only see what's in front of them. If you've ever been to New York and been on one of those horse-drawn carriages, you see the horses have blinders on so they don't get distracted by things in their peripheral vision. Well, liberals just like to throw those blinders on anyway. And they're able to do it, and they're able to be led around by their nose, so to speak, because the media just whitewashes over all the mistakes that the progressive leaders push out there. All the bad ideas that shown are bad ideas, they just cover them up. And then if they're actually exposed, then they just say they're a victim. Case in point, via Chicago Sun-Times, Jesse Smollett is smoking. The actor, once a star of the hit TV series Empire, is making one last attempt to get a city lawsuit against him tossed out of federal court before it proceeds to trial. You remember Jesse Smollett? He was the guy that said he was attacked by two Trump supporters in sub-zero weather in Chicago, the city. Of course, after he was attacked, he went and got a subway. And when any kind of serious investigation of this alleged crime took place, they realized that this guy was just lying. He was making it up. He was so woke and intellectually broke, he decided to lie, to push a narrative, and to make himself appear a victim. But he's not done yet. Because now, the latest court filing contends that even if Smollett did make a false report, he's not saying he did, but even if he did, there is no way the city can assert he would have ever known the city would investigate and investigate it to the extent the cops did. Now let that sink in for a second. This victim of the woke generation filed a false police report. The city, he said he was attacked in a racially motivated assault. And so the city expends massive resources to get to the bottom of this. And then they realize he lied about it, made it up. So the city's suing him for the cost. And he's saying, wait, I mean, I didn't make a false report, but even if I did, there's no way the city can assert that he would have known while he made the false report that they would investigate it to the extent they did. Can you imagine what he would have done if the city didn't investigate it? He would have attacked the city and said, you don't care about racially motivated crime. I mean, this is irony on top of irony, and this is just pathetic. Because you've got the woke, and you've got the broke. And unfortunately, they're intellectually broken. They're one. There's some sick organism that doesn't understand history, doesn't understand experience, doesn't understand the founding, doesn't understand that we start at an equal starting point. The outcome is up to us, hard work and God's grace. Jesse Smollett doesn't understand that, and he's a man of color. But I think someone who does understand that is Dave Chappelle, and ironically enough, he's a man of color. I think he's a man of great character. I think he's very funny. But I also think he's very brave, because he's catching a lot of grief right now. It's going to take folks on the left, folks in the entertainment industry, folks that have a platform in media, have a platform in sports, have a platform in pop culture, to stand up and say, the woke are actually intellectually broke, the emperor has no clothes, you're naked, and put some clothes on. We're really excited to have a new sponsor on the scalpel, Z-Bones Headphones. Z-Phones, or what we call bone phones, are a platform that provides everyone with a simplified way to listen to the podcast, to music, to talk on your phone, without having to stick an earpiece into your ear. This is done by innovative technology that allows you to achieve clear sound while still being able to hear your environment around you. As a surgeon, when I operate, I usually have a Bluetooth headset so that I can hear if someone calls me, if I need to say something, or if I wanted to listen to music, and not everyone in the room wants to listen to the same music. But the problem is, when you have something in your ear, you can't really hear everyone talking around you. With these Z-Bones, I can put my headset on, but they don't cover my ears. It's transmitted through the bone, and it's really cool. You get hands-free calling and answering. You can listen to music. They're lightweight. They're flexible. They fit on your head, and they don't hang down. You don't see wires hanging down, and it's real important when you're in surgery not to have something like hanging down in your gown. The open ear bone phone design protects your eardrums while keeping your ears open and listening. It also doesn't allow wax buildup in your ears because you're not shoving a plug in your ear every time. I also, even though I'm a physician, I like to go out to the gun range and shoot a little bit. And it's nice to be able to listen to music while I'm shooting and still be able to put on my ear pro, my ear protection, and I'm not shoving a plug deeper into my ear so I can listen to music or talk on my phone while I'm out at the range. You get 6 hours of continuous calling, you get a 2-hour recharge rate, and it has almost 7 days of standby time. It's a Bluetooth wireless transmission, it has quality sound and performance, and it just works great. I love this. I love new things that work, and these are super cool. And the good thing is, they're not expensive. So go to zbones.io, that's zbones.io, and put in the code SCALPEL70 to receive an additional 10% off. Check them out today. Instead of just running through the airport, going in and grabbing a cheap set of earphones that would cost more than these Z-Bones would because you forgot to bring yours, go get some Z-Bones. They fit to your head. They don't look silly. In fact, if you're wearing a hat, you can hardly see them. So go get some Z-Bones today. Check them out. And don't forget to put SCALPEL70 in to get a 10% discount. Z-Bones. Bone phones changing the way you hear the world. Welcome back to The Scalpel. This is Dr. Keith Rose with Knives. We're talking about being woke today, which we equate with being intellectually broke. Being someone that doesn't care about history and experience, doesn't care about absolute truth, someone that just wants to bathe and swim in moral relativism. They want to jump from feeling to feeling and just not pay attention to the facts. They don't care about actual outcomes and consequences. They just care about good ideas. Some of the good idea fairies are the Squad. Now, they haven't been in the news a whole lot. I mean, they're still pouring out their pablum at a cyclic rate. No one's really paying attention a lot. But occasionally, they rise to the top, and that's not really a good thing. But they do come out in the media. Recently, in American Greatness, there was an article, Squad Dems Raise Money to Help Activists Arrested in Boston, including Antifa goons who assaulted cops. Far-left reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ariana Pressley lent a helping hand to violent Antifa agitators over the weekend after a number of them were arrested on assault and battery charges. So wait, let me get this straight. You have two people in the House of Representatives, the People's House, who are being paid by taxpayer dollars, who are now using their position of prominence to fundraise for the release of people arrested for assault and battery. And some of that assault and battery was on actual policemen. You see, the Squad members went to their Twitter accounts and started tweeting away. And these two tweeters said, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, one way to support the local LGBTQ community impacted by Boston's white supremacy parade, contribute to bail the fund for the activists who put themselves on the line protecting the Boston community. Yeah, AOC. God bless you. That's what my mom used to always say. When someone said something so out there, so stupid, so retarded, she would just look at him and go, God bless you. And that's all I can say to you, because you're saying that you want to fundraise for activists that are accused of assault. They weren't arrested for peaceful activism. They were arrested for assault and battery. That's attack. You see, I wonder if what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ariana Presley would say if there was a bunch of neo-Nazis that were attacking police and protesters that were arrested, and anyone on the right came out and said that they wanted to raise money to release the activists. I mean, the press would have a field day with that. They'd be talking about that for years to come, not just days. But you don't see that. You know why? Because the media's out there whitewashing. They're out painting their brushes. So the AOC can say anything she wants. That's why you got to dig. That's why you got to look. You need to understand what these chuckleheads are saying and doing, because they have real-world consequences. Because they're empowering thugs to be thugs. I talked about several times visiting the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And I think AOC and Ariana Presley, I'm not going to hold my breath on this one, should go visit that. And they need to read about the early stages in Nazi Germany before the Holocaust, when they had just groups of thugs going around and beating up protesters. Yeah, they're called brown shirts. The only difference is Antifa's shirts are black, and they cover their face. I mean, that's what all peaceful protesters do, right? They cover their face. But AOC wasn't done, because she jumped in the news again because there's a hurricane out there, and she tweeted on the Hurricane Dorian, "This is what climate change looks like. It hits vulnerable communities first. I can already hear climate deniers screeching, 'It's always been like this, you dim, etc.' No, this is about science and leadership. We either decarbonize and cut emissions, or we don't and let people die." It's amazing how the left likes to talk about people dying. I mean, if we don't do something, people will die. I mean, if we don't cut carbon emissions, people will die. If we don't get universal health care, people will die. If we don't address climate change, if we don't get rid of plastic straws, people and animals die. Oh, and by the way, fund Planned Parenthood so we can kill people. Does it just kind of smack of a little bit of two faces there? Yeah, it's pathetic. Because they will use anything to push their agenda. Yet when they actually have things that kill people, like abortion, and I'm sorry if this offends anyone, I don't care. It's murder. And it all goes, and these politicians support that up and to birth. Let that sink in. But that's what we have right now. These are the folks that are on the left. These are the voices of the Democrats. These are what have taken over the party and are leading them, what I believe, off the ideological cliff. And you know, we talked about Joe Biden yesterday, and we talked about the problems he's having, and the problems he's having are giving new life to the campaign for Elizabeth Warren. Because Elizabeth Warren's redone herself again. She's kind of like another bad version of Hillary Clinton, just doesn't have the same size thighs. I mean, I think she's a little smaller than Hillary. I mean, you remember Elizabeth Warren, right? Elizabeth Warren, who believes in that she's an Indian. You remember that? Do you remember back when she really doubled down on that? Because most people don't. If you want to understand how the media covers up things, if you want to understand how the left will push a failed narrative, or how they will co-opt some aggrieved group or some type of intersectional past so that they can build on that, build on their platform to gain more power, Elizabeth Warren is the poster child for that. Several years ago, she was asked, I mean, when she first started to seek the nomination, she was asked about her belief in her ancestry. And this is what she had to say. Cut three, go.
As a kid, I never asked my mom for documentation when she talked about our Native American heritage. What kid would? But I knew my father's family didn't like that she was part Cherokee and part Delaware. So my parents had to elope. Let me be clear. I never asked for, never got any benefit because of my heritage. The people who hired me have all said they didn't even know about it. I'm Elizabeth Warren. I approve this message.
Wow, Elizabeth. Beth. Can I call you Liz or do I call you Beth? Or do I just call you Senator Warren? Senator Warren? No, I'll call you Beth. Beth, you had it on your application to work at Harvard that you were a Native American. So you just lied there. But that's kind of your MO. You just lie, you do it with a straight face, and you do it with some type of professorial countenance, but you lie. You notice how she talked about, well, she never asked for proof. She's already setting up the fact that if they expose her, she'll have something to come back on. But she knew they had to elope because of her grandmother's Cherokee ancestry. The only problem is that was a lie, too. But the media is not going to show you. They're not going to play that ad for you. No, the media will play this for you, though. At a town hall in New Hampshire, a voter decided to ask Elizabeth Warren a question. Or is she asking her a question or is she supporting her narrative? This is just a lady just pops up who just wants to gush all over Elizabeth Warren and tell her how great she is. And then she has something in common with old sitting bull crap cut for.
Next question comes from Elizabeth Radisich.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. Double Elizabeth.
Yes,
here.
We are.
Here we go.
We have a few things in common.
They're okay.
In addition to being blonde-haired, blue-eyed Elizabeth, mm-hmm. we also...
I had to acquire mine.
Huh? Yeah, I still have some help, too.
I just wish she would acquire some integrity, but, you know, we can dream. Keep going.
Oh, yes.
I also taught special ed for a little while.
Oh, good.
And, you know, we both have a heart for service and we live our lives to serve others.
So they have a lot in common. They both have a heart for service. They both taught special ed. Basically, this person just randomly selected in the audience is like reading the introduction for Elizabeth Warren. She is spouting all Elizabeth Warren's attributes or what she says are her attributes just randomly. Like, we're just the same. I mean, I taught special ed kids, and I have the same passion you do, or I have the same this you do, or that, and you're the best. And really, what else do you have in common?
We have in common that we have a family narrative where what we were told throughout our lives wasn't necessarily what came out once we took our 23andMe mm-hmm. test. In my case, it was the Cherokee great-grandmother uh-huh. that did not exist.
Okay, so wait. This lady, who is blonde hair, blue-eyed, sitting in the front, just randomly raising her hand, oh, I will pick you, has the same name as Elizabeth Warren, the same occupation, previous occupation, same previous occupation. She's a teacher, and she also taught special needs kids. She has the same characteristics and passions that she does and reiterates those, and in her case, it was a Cherokee, I think she said grandmother or something. I mean, they're identical. And she just wasn't told by her parents. You see, they're already whitewashing this. They're already painting over this. You see, Elizabeth Warren, they've got to get her up to the top of the mountain. Now, if you're Republican or conservative, sometimes that's not always the same thing. But let's say if you're conservative, you do that with what you're going to do for the country and how you're going to make government smaller, how you're going to increase the opportunities for the American people and not how the American people, how much you can increase the government to serve the American people. But Elizabeth Warren wants to make the government serve the American people by making it bigger. When it doesn't serve the American people, it just enslaves them. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing Joe Biden. I mean, I think he was talking the other day and he had a little hematoma in his eye. I saw a couple articles on that. Everyone's talking about, why does his eye get bloody? Well, it probably got bloody because he has maybe high blood pressure. And he had a spontaneous scleral hematoma. That's one possibility. People also get those if they've been drinking. I'm not saying Joe was drinking. I'm just saying that's another possibility. I'm a doctor. I can tell you what the possibilities are. I'm not diagnosing him. I haven't examined him. But watching him, he appears to have a lot of disconnected speech. Although I can't tell you that's a medical problem because I've seen that in Joe Biden as long as I've been following his political career, which is pretty much his whole life. But back to Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is... she's being groomed by the media. And when I mean groomed, when I say that, she's being protected by them. They're trying to lift her up above the controversies, the self-made, man-made controversies, the political change controversies, not climate change, just political change. She wants to get out of the basement, and she wants to get up to the top of the Democrat ticket. So she's going to fight because she believes she can make government work for the people. I mean, that's what she wants. She wants to make government work for you. And the only way she can do that is to make it bigger and to give you more free stuff. Now, if she looks at history and experience, she'll see that never worked anywhere. But she doesn't care about the actual outcome like we talked about in the beginning. She doesn't care about the poverty, the actual poverty that will be foisted on the American people. No, she just cares about intellectual poverty, to keep people thinking simplistically what's right in front of their face and not letting them realize their own true potential through hard work in a free market system. So she had this to say.
So here's how I see it. It's time for big plans. And yeah, I got some big plans.
Okay. Anytime I hear a Democrat say, I've got some big plans, just see higher taxes, giving away more stuff, and ideas that will never work if they're carried out long term. Continue.
Let's start with a wealth tax. 2 cents on the top 1/10 of 1%.
Whoa, let's start with the wealth tax. Let's tax the wealthy. Well, you know, I don't know if anyone's paying attention to the news cycle over in Brexit, where they canned a vote on Brexit, and there's a potential that the Labour Party will now become the new governing party, that the Labour leader will become the prime minister. And there's several articles out to say if that happens, the prime minister, the Labour Party person becomes the prime minister, then all the wealthy people are going to leave London because he wants to institute a wealth tax. So they will have capital flight. That means big money will leave because of usurious taxes, high taxes. So, I mean, she could just read the morning news and understand that, but she doesn't understand that. She just wants to tax the rich because that's what the clapping seals want. They want to tax the rich. She wants to keep them intellectually broke, but she's woke and she's going to keep pushing her narrative. Continue.
The biggest fortunes in this country, we ask them to pitch in 2 cents, and here's what we can buy for it. Universal child care for every one of our babies age 0 to 5. Universal pre-K for every 3-year-old and 4-year-old in this country. Raise the wages of every preschool teacher and child care worker in America. Provide universal tuition-free technical school, community college, and 4-year college for every kid who wants to go.
Whoa, yay, we're going to give free stuff to everybody. And you know what? It'll be paid for by the 2-cent tax on the wealthy. She's intellectually broke. She's morally bankrupt because she knows this isn't true. She's not stupid. One thing Elizabeth Warren is she's not dumb. But she thinks the American electorate is. She thinks she can say anything she wants to get into the office of the president and to keep and maintain power for her party. She doesn't care that she's telling these people something that can never happen. And if she tried to do it, would bankrupt this country. It would make us become Greece pretty fast because we'd be defaulting on a lot of things. But you see, she wants a wealth tax. She wants universal everything. These ideas are universal idiocy. But she doesn't understand that. She just wants to pay for everything. Let's make it all universal. Continue.
$50 billion investment in our historically black colleges and universities. Let's level the playing field.
The playing field's already been leveled, Liz. But you have to keep pushing some form of racism in our historically black colleges and universities. Let's give them $50 billion. It makes no sense. That's not going to be better for those colleges. Those colleges have endowments. They already get money from the government, but you don't care. These are talking points. Universal everything. Let's just give everyone money. Who's going to pay for that? We already have $1 trillion deficits. So who's going to pay for it? It doesn't really matter. Because you see, if you're intellectually broke, because you're woke, You don't see past the tip of your nose. So you'll hear this and you'll clap like a seal. But you won't understand what would actually happen if this happened. She knows it won't. She knows she'll get in and she may raise taxes and then she'll tell you why things don't work. Have you ever noticed how all the ideas of the liberal elite don't work? And they've already got the excuse ready to go. I mean, telling everyone that she was an Indian. When it didn't work, she was already ready with the excuse and ready for the explanation. She just had to pick the right person in the audience who happened to have the same background she did. You know, shocker. Continue.
And also for that same 2 cents, we can cancel student loan debt for 95% of the folks who've got it.
Okay, so for that same 2 cents, it's basically paying for trillions of dollars of stuff and canceling student loan debt for 95%. Based on what? Based on what numbers? What study, Liz? Oh, I don't know. I'm just pulling it out of my big butt. Of course you are. The only person that did it more than you did was Hillary because she had a bigger butt. But it's all BS and you know it. And you know the embarrassing thing is not that you're saying it because we know you're morally bankrupt and you just want to get power. It's the clapping seals out there that just, someone's in the front. I think they have a designated screamers for the libs. Every time they say something moronic, they, yay, give us more stuff. But they have no idea how it's going to be paid for. Of course not. Those are details. Liberals don't worry about details. Actual consequences. You know who didn't worry about details and actual consequences the more they promised great wealth? Venezuela. Now the elite have money, healthcare, and food. Everybody else, they don't even have toilet paper. Continue.
And that last plan took a big step toward becoming a reality this past week when your Congressman Clyburn and I introduced that bill in the House and the Senate together.
Where it will die, but continue.
You know what all those big plans are about? They're about a...
Wait. I know what they're about. Those big plans are about getting you elected. About costing the taxpayers more money on ideas that won't work. That's what they're about. Is that what you're going to say? Because you're so honest? Keep going.
Question. Who does government work for? Is government just going to work for a thinner and thinner slice at the top? Well, I'm in this fight because I believe we can make government work for everyone else.
No, Liz, you're in this fight because you believe you can make government work for you. Democrats are in this fight because they believe they can make government bigger, more bloated, and work for them to keep and maintain power. I mean, if you were honest, if you weren't PC correct or liberal correct, LC, I mean, if you were really honest, if you were the Dave Chappelle, I mean, maybe you're African American. I mean, I don't know what your chromosome thing showed, but you're not Indian. Maybe you're African American. If you were just claiming to be an African American and be like Dave Chappelle, you could have talked about this and been honest. See, Dave Chappelle looked at his crowd and told them the truth. It was funny, but it was true. How people get offended. He looked at them and said, it's you, that man of color. Showed integrity and honesty in that moment. He's getting bashed for it, but he doesn't care. I don't think he cares. Because he knows he's right. You know you're wrong. You know those people clapping are clueless. Yet you just pour gas on that fire. The woke are intellectually broke. You are morally bankrupt. And you want to be president of the United States of America. When we contrast you with President Trump, there's no question who's better for this country. You see, while President Trump wants to make America great again, while he wants to bring more jobs back to this country, while he's trying to improve the economic status for everyone by not giving them more stuff, but by government cutting regulations, having government getting out of the way, allowing that equal opportunity in a free market system for folks that work hard, that understand consequences in life, to improve their lot in life, to build businesses, small businesses, to send their kids to college, not for the government to send them. They can afford their own health care when they're not paying high taxes, when they're not paying all these new regulatory fees. They can afford to take care of their own kids, send their own kids to school, like all of our parents did. No, we don't need national babysitters. We don't need more universal parenting from our Democrat politicians. What we need is for government to shrink, to understand the founding, to understand the actual authorities of government and what they should be doing, not what they want to do to us, but what they should do in their selective roles. Security, security in the border, limited infrastructure that they're supposed to do, and allowing states to have their rights to understand federalism. That's what the government should do. We don't need the government to give us free stuff. We just need you to get off the stage, get out of the way, let the free market grow, and let President Trump take another 4 years and keep making this country great again. This is Dr. Keith Rose with Knives. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I got a lot of surgery, so I'm going to cut this short. Keep freedom rolling. Line. Freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times. Standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey. Your secret's safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution.